You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast, episode 4. You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with me, your host, Jo Britton. Your mojo is your energy, your enthusiasm, and your motivation so that you've got the ability to get results for your personal and professional life without freaking out and burning out. Tune in for practical advice on how to find your mojo and keep it.
Welcome back to another episode of Mojo Matters. I'm really excited about getting to interview you today, our guest, Punny Battish of Be Happy Coaching. Welcome to the show, Punny.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me.
One of the most lovely people that I'm really proud to know. Punny, we met on Instagram a few months ago, and you were one of the very first people that I decided to follow because you're always sharing a message of positivity and kindness, and there is just something about you that I thought, wow, this is, you're such a lovely guy and I need to follow you, because at the time I wasn't in a great place, and I don't know if you know this, but following you at the time helped me so much from a distance, scrolling on Instagram when I wasn't feeling at my best.
Oh, so thank you.
You gave me, and you still do actually, every single day with the messages that you share, you give me so much joy and happiness, and also your beautiful daughters as well, your two daughters also share that message of positivity too. So I really wanted you on the show because this show is about providing hope and inspiration to the people who might be having a really hard time, particularly at the moment as we record this during October 2020 in the pandemic heading into winter. You've got an amazing story to share, which I found really inspirational, because you've been through some really, really tough times and you've come out the other side living your life with gratitude and positivity. So why don't we start there? Tell us a bit about you and your background and your story.
Yeah, sure. So my story really started around 10 years ago. That's all my experiences have been condensed into those 10 years. Now, in 2009, I took over my first gym, and it was a dream of mine. I kind of manifested this. And at the time, I was married as well. A year after that, I got divorced because it didn't work out. There's so much pressure on running a business and, you know, being married at that time, you know, and it's just something that happened. It didn't work out. And being Asian, it was really sort of frowned upon, me getting divorced. Because in our culture, divorce is no. You have to stick together no matter what. Because even, you know, my parents have been together for so long, and, you know, they might, an Indian couple might not even want to be together, but they will stay together because of society, because it's so important in our society. Yeah.
Right.
So basically that's what happened then. And that led me on to meditation. One of my friends introduced me to meditation after the divorce. And he said, listen, you've been down, let's try something new. So I went to a meditation retreat in Glastonbury. So, you know, for those of you that know Glastonbury, you'll know that's a magical spiritual place. So I did a meditation retreat there for three days. And it was a game changer. Honestly, it just changed my outlook on everything. I'll give you an example. There was this one gentleman there that stood up in the middle of a meditation and shouted out really loud, screamed, said, I did this in my past life. And that's why for 40 years, I've been stuck in this life. And he just screamed it. And it was just so random. And I saw so many things like that. It just opened my eyes up. And then when I got back from that retreat, I carried on with my gym and everything was okay. But then I had a power surge in my gym, which totally wiped out my equipment, and it nearly closed my gym down. And so things started to go wrong again. But then, you know, I met my wife now. So I remarried and I met my wife, and, you know, I manifested her. I still to this day believe that I manifested her through meditation. And she came into my life and just changed it. And she was everything that I wanted a partner to be. And I got married to her, and that's when the real turmoil started. And it wasn't anything to do with the marriage. It was to do with a falling out with my family. So yeah, cutting a long story short, we had a fallout, and I was literally had no place to go, because my wife was pregnant with our first child. We had to quickly get a, you know, move somewhere else, and we literally had nothing. And I went down the road of depression, as in I fought myself out of my way out of it because of my positive attitude. But at the time, you know, even think about it now, it's emotional. At the time, I didn't see any way out. And the person that got me out of it was my daughter. And, you know, she's on Instagram. A lot of you might know as Positive Butterfly. And she got me out of it, because there's one day I was just locked in my bathroom. She knocked on the door, and, you know, you have to bear in mind that she's only one at this time. She knocked on the door. I opened the door and she said, "Daddy, I love you. Come out of the bathroom, please. And we can sort this out," you know, in her own little way. And like, her eyes said it all. And so I came out, and that day everything changed. And my attitude started changing. You know, I started thinking, you know, this is the right way to go. This is the right way to go. And I started thinking a different way. And then obviously, when you've got kids, you think you want your kids to think in a certain way. You don't want them to think negatively, because obviously that's what they're going to attract. And so my meditation became deeper. I started to get deeper and deeper into meditation. So over the years, that's what's happened to me. So all of that condensed into 10 years was quite a lot to take in. And obviously my wife was going through stuff as well at that time. So both of us going through things at that time was just absolutely immense. And now I'd say 2 years ago, I just became a different person. I awoke. I had a spiritual awakening where I would see everything so differently. All my anger went, all my frustration went, all my negative emotions started disappearing, and I started seeing things in such a positive light. So that's where I am today. Every day for me, I get closer and closer to the source, if you want to call it God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And I get closer and closer, and I see things in such a different way than a lot of people see. And I aim to help people to see it in the way I do, because life can be so easy if you know how to look at it.
So has it been meditation as a practice that has helped you things around? And
definitely,
because there's a lot of people, aren't there? I mean, I'm one of them, to be honest, that I do value meditation. I do think, you know, that has been incredibly helpful to me to calm like my nervous system. However, I'm not a very patient person either, and so I find it quite difficult. But I know when we've been speaking before, you were kind of saying that lots of people complicate meditation. Yeah. And it doesn't need to be that way. So
yeah, 100%. I mean, there's loads of different types of meditation, like transcendental meditation, mantra meditation. There's so many different types. And if you let yourself get lost in trying to find the one that's right for you, you'll end up running away from meditation rather than facing it and using it as such a vital tool in your life. You know, as you speak about it as well, you know, it's such a vital tool to get you back in alignment. The simple thing that I do is breathe. That's all you have to do. If you're new to meditation, if you're just starting it, just breathe. So take a deep breath in and breath out, and just concentrate on your breathing. And another really important part of meditation is not to be afraid of your thoughts, because people will have thoughts flooding through their head constantly while they're meditating, and they get scared of it. Oh, I don't want these thoughts. You know, forget it. I'm not going to meditate. However, the trick is to process those thoughts one by one and just let them go out of your head, and then just concentrate on your breathing. And eventually you'll totally forget about anything that you were thinking about, any negative thoughts, any kind of thoughts, and it will just be just total concentration on your breath. And that's when you'll start finding yourself getting into an alignment with the universe, with the source, with, like I said, God, whatever you want to call it. And that's how I do it myself. That's the simple way of doing it rather than complicating it all.
And how often do you meditate? What's your
every day?
Do you have like a daily ritual then?
Do you
have like a routine?
Yeah, so I will get up 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. Wow. And meditate from 5 to 6. I can meditate for longer, but then I have to get the kids ready for school. So the real life kicks in. But yeah, I cannot. Do you know what? I've always said to my wife, if I didn't get married to you, I'd be in Nepal or Tibet or something. Wow. Just meditating all day.
Yeah.
So that is my routine. I will get. And you know, Joe, the important thing is you don't have to have a routine. A lot of people think, if I don't meditate today, oh my God, what's going to happen? But if there is a day I don't meditate, I will literally just close my eyes for a minute, just give gratitude to the universe, say thank you, and that's my meditation done. It doesn't have to be for a time period. You can meditate for 1 minute a day.
Yeah.
And that's all you need to do, yeah, just to start getting yourself into the habit of meditation. And meditation doesn't have to be sitting there in a space. It can be dancing. It can be walking. It can be anything like that. Anything that you know, gets you into alignment with the source energy.
So tell us about that then, the source energy. Because this is quite new to me. So how do you use this? What is it all about?
So if you're having problems making a decision, if you close your eyes, and you know they say within the first 3 seconds, you're if you listen to that idea, that's the right one. However, that's your inner guide. That's what I call your soul, or your inner guide. So if you close your eyes and say, oh, guide me to this today, what should I do? You'll get an answer straight away. If you tune in, you'll get an answer straight away. And that's basically source energy. running through you. So, you know, like we, like society calls it your soul. Yeah. So we'll just call it your soul just to make it easier for people. So if you listen to your soul, you will never, ever take a step in the wrong direction. Never, ever. Because wow. because that is, like I say, God. You can call it God as well. That is God speaking to you through yourself. And it's such an amazing, amazing thing to be aware of.
Yeah.
Because once you are aware of that, once you have got yourself in alignment, the world is your oyster. Anybody in this world is capable of manifesting their hopes and dreams. There isn't one person that's more special than the next person. Everyone has that capability to do. And this is what my message is to people through Instagram as well. You know, you can live the life of your dreams that you desire, but you have, your vibration has to match your desire.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
If you want to live that, if you want to live that life.
Yes. Okay. So tell us a bit more about this, because you said earlier as well about you manifested your wife.
Yeah.
Second wife.
Yeah.
How do you do that then? What is it? Is it just about asking for something and you get it, or is it a bit deeper?
Yeah, there's four processes. And, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the work of Abraham Hicks, yeah, amazing. You know, many of your listeners might be. And it's funny, because there's this woman called Esther Hicks, and she has what can I call it, like source energy come through her and talk through her. And me speaking about it sounds all weird, but when you watch it, it's absolutely crazy. And when you hear that source energy speak in like kind of human form, it's just mad the message that you get. So the source, so yeah, I kind of really like listen to Abraham Hicks to get my kind of mojo. I call it mojo. And every time I listen, I just go on a different kind of level, honestly.
Wow. Okay.
It's absolutely amazing.
Amazing. And you're writing a book at the moment, is that right? Or you've written a book?
Yeah, I'm writing a book, and it's kind of spiritual awakening from an Asian perspective. And I've written, you know, four chapters so far, and I've got so much more to write. So I don't want to bore readers, but I want to tell them my story as well, so they can, you know, relate to it. And so that's a work in progress. And obviously, you know, as soon as that's released, I'll let you guys know.
Amazing, amazing. So it's just been so wonderful to hear your story, and really the tools and techniques that you've used: meditation, manifestation, source energy.
Sorry, Jo, can I just interrupt you for a sec? You asked me a question, how I manifested my wife. I didn't answer it.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So I was sitting there in meditation after I got divorced, and because I had what I didn't want, I knew what I wanted. And that's so important about negative emotion. There's nothing wrong with negativity, because it shows you what you don't want.
Yeah,
so that's really important. And it showed me, and then through meditation, I just sat there and I just imagined what I wanted, and my vibration was so in line with my desire, it just happened. And then I met her, and I couldn't believe it at the time, but then I started thinking to myself, no, I should believe this, because I did this. And yeah, that it was as simple as that. Just being in alignment during meditation, I manifested her.
Yeah.
And I 100% know that. No, don't believe it, I know that. And I tell her that as well, and she gets a bit of a big head. but I'll be honest with her, and I tell the kids as well. I say to the kids, you know, you can manifest anything that you want to do, because I manifested my kids and my wife, because, like, as you've seen, I got amazing children as well.
Absolutely fabulous. And how old are your little girls now?
Six and three.
And just share with everybody the story that you shared I think on Instagram.
All right, yeah. Which one was that? Was that the seeing my little one?
Yeah, and she, the positive influence she actually had in school with the teachers.
Of course. I mean, she was sitting there at lunchtime, and one of her friends had fallen over, so she was a little bit sad. And there was around five or six of them around the table, and the dinner lady said, you know, don't be sad, don't worry, what can we do? And Anuvia, she stood up and she said, why don't we meditate? You know, my daddy says that every time we're feeling down, let's think of something we're grateful for, and we can do that through meditation. So she sat down on the floor with her legs crossed and put her hands together and started meditating, and they all joined her. And you know, the little girl that was upset, she was so happy, and you know, she got up and said, thank you so much, because it really helped me. And people just couldn't believe, you know, that a six-year-old would have this kind of awareness. Mm-hmm. And obviously I talked to all the teachers, so they know what I'm like. And my wife is as well. She's very positive. But yeah, my little girl, she just soaks things up like a sponge when it comes to this kind of thing. You know, she'll sit in the kitchen and I'll hear her recording a video, and I'm just amazed. I'm like, wow, if I had this awareness when I was 6 years old, where would I be now? Wow, that's what I asked myself.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted you to share that, because these are the things that, you know, they're such positive influences in our lives. What if all kids at that age were taught these sorts of practices? Imagine what would be possible, how the world would be. So yeah, I just wanted you to share that, because
I don't think I told you actually. I started a petition about meditation, getting meditation into the national curriculum. I started it probably about 11 months ago, and then when COVID hit, it all kind of like sort of went downhill, so I didn't get to promote it, because I was just before COVID, I was just on the cusp of entering schools and teaching them how to meditate. Because my little girl's school, they asked me to come in and talk about meditation and like, you know, do a little practice in assembly. So yeah, I started a petition to get it into the curriculum, and I'm going to carry that on now. So I've got so many more tools. I've got so many more people that, you know, I can turn to and ask me for help, like yourself, you know, promoting it for me. And I think it will work really well once it gets up there.
100%. This should be.
Yeah.
These sorts of tools should be in school from a really young age.
Yeah.
Because they just, like you were saying, I think your word before was game changer. And if if I'd had access to some of these sorts of tools when I was really, really young, I think life would have been very different. And you know, because you learn things throughout life. But
of course,
if you can be equipped with really healthy tools from being very young and it becomes part of you, wow, you know, things would just be even more amazing, wouldn't they?
Yeah, 100%.
That has been so amazing to talk to you. Can I ask you one last question before we wrap up? Yeah. If there was somebody that was in a similar situation to you've been in, or they're not in a good place at the moment, what piece of advice would you give them to help them navigate forward more productively?
Well, the first thing, looking back, I would definitely get rid of the negative people in my life. I would, that kind of happens in natural progress. Once you become positive, you just attract positivity as well. So I would definitely look at getting, you know, stepping away, maybe not getting rid, stepping away from negativity in life. And the key is to always believe in yourself and know that you are capable of anything, because there's too many people that are anxious, depressed nowadays because of outside external factors. And you have the tools within you to get through anything in this life. We're lucky because we were born with these tools. It's just literally nurturing these tools as we grow up, whereas society has told us that we have to be a certain way. And that's why, you know, obviously when we're kids, we're born with smiles and we've got no expectations or nothing, and we're just pure, but we lose that because of society. So if you're in a really dark place, you have to remember what it was like to be a child. And I know it's easy said than done. I've been there. I know it's, but you've got that inner guide inside you. You've got the only tool you need, that inner guide inside you, speaking to you all the time. All you have to do is close your eyes and ask what to do, and ask, you know, ask for hope, ask for belief, and ask for a knowing, and you'll get everything. You just have to believe in yourself. It's so important. And use people like myself and Joe, you know, because we're here to help you get through these difficult periods. We're always on hand to do that.
Absolutely amazing. You are such a wonderful, lovely, lovely person.
Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Where can people find you if they want to follow you for inspiration?
Yeah, they can find me at Be Happy Coaching on Instagram. And like as Joe said at the start, you know, I always try to give my advice to people through my life experiences, everything that's happened to me. You know, I don't want people to go through the same thing. People have to have their own experiences. However, you know what? If I can help someone through that experience, I'd be honoured to do that. So yeah,
amazing. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Thank you so much as well. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with Joe Britton. Tune in again for more practical advice on how to find your mojo and how to keep it.